Say thank you, Lord. Let her sing that God makes it thank you. come and say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making me. Gators and swans say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Chop, chop, chop. Gators and swans say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Chop, chop, chop. Gators and swans say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Chop, chop, chop. Thank you, Lord, for making me. Let us sing that God may say thank you, Lord. Let us sing that God may say thank you, Lord. Let us sing that God may say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making me. Thank you, Lord, for making me. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Some beans, but not enough to share. The young man went on until he came to another house. He knocked at the door.
I am cold and hungry. May I have a bit of food?
I'm sorry. This is a poor town. We don't have any food.
Now the old man had a bit of meat, but not enough to share. The young man went on and on from house to house. All the people said they were sorry, but no one gave him any food.
This is a poor town. We don't have any food.
Now other people had some food, but not enough to share. The young man was still very hungry, so he came up with a plan.
First he made a fire right in the middle of the town. Then he filled his pot with water. Next he set the pot on the fire. Last he picked up a nice round stone and dropped it into the pot.
Steam rose from the pot. The young man stirred and stirred in his spoon.
This stone soup looks good. Soon it will be ready to eat.
People came out to see what the young man was doing.
What are you doing?
I'm making stone soup. I'll give you some when it is ready. There will be plenty for all of us.
How do you make stone soup?
It's easy. All you need is a stone, but it would be so much better with a few beans.
I have a few beans.
The woman ran off and got the beans. She dropped them into the pot.
Thank you. This stone soup looks good, but it would be so much better with a bit of meat.
I have a bit of meat.
The old man went off and got the bit of meat. He dropped it into the pot.
Thank you. This stone soup is getting better and better.
Do you want some carrots? I have some carrots.
Do you want the potato? I have a potato.
Do you want some corn? I have a little corn.
Do you want some salt? I have some salt.
Yes, 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 yes.
So they all ran up to get their food.
Now the soup is ready. Get your bowls and we can all eat.
Thank you. Now we know how to make stone soup. We will never be hungry again.
The young man just smiled and went on his way.
Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in the season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The silent stars go by.
person just like me.
And when the Lord looks down from heaven to the ground, I'm no bigger than a little grain of sand. Yet he knows me, and he loves me, and he holds me in his hands. So when it seems I got up in the middle of trouble and people all around, it's good to know I'm one of his creation.
Eagles.
The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever.
He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust.
As for man, his days are scarce, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth.
For the wind passes over, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall not be more.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, his righteousness unto children's children,
to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them.
The Lord hath prepared a throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Unto you.
Yeah. spirit. If any vows and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain.
Angels ringing through the air.
overtaken in a fault. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to his spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Ponce aba mu po ke le la ba li pe li ma ka a ku ba ba na.
Ponce aba mu po ke le la ba li pe li ma ka a ku ba ba na. Ponce aba mu po ke le la ba li pe li ma ka a
ku ba ba na.
Sure that it was up to the task which had been created, but the other pitcher was mortally ashamed that it could carry out only half its task, even though it knew that the cracks were the result of long years of work.
So ashamed was the old pitcher that one day, while the man was preparing to fill it up with water from the well, it decided to speak to him.
I wish to apologize because due to my age, I only managed to take home half the water you filled me with, and thus quench only half the thirst to wave you in your house.
The man smiled and said, when we go back, be sure to take a careful look at the path.
Annie listened to the man and noticed many flowers and plants growing along one side of the path.
Do you see how much more beautiful nature is on your side of the road? The man remarked, I knew you had cracks. I decided to take advantage of them. I sowed vegetables and flowers there, and you always watered them. I've picked dozens of roses to decorate my house, and my children have had lettuce, cabbage, and onions to eat. If you were not the way you are, I could never have done this.
Into a helpless infant, a baby weak and small.
shiver from the cold. The hand that Mary holds on the moon and stars in space. This is Christmas grace. Grace to share our frailty, understand our fragile lot. Jesus laid aside his power to be helped, trained, and taught. To know the sting of hunger, feel the pain of grief and loss.
Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come out the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come out the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey. We are travelers.
So